USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the bids by Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
Today I'm proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies.
Biden meeting with the leaders of the two European allies at the White House and calling it a momentous day. He said NATO is the most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world. The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Tops grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He says the Abbott Laboratories factory in Michigan is on track to reopen in 1 to 2 weeks.
It looks like it is going well, that Abbott has remediated a number of the issues, and we're going to make sure it gets done as quickly as it possibly can.
The House also voted to approve a $28 billion supplemental bill to address a baby formula shortage. The Senate is giving the thumbs up to a new ambassador in Ukraine.
The Senate confirmed Bridget Brink overnight as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, filling the post as officials plan to return American diplomats to Kyiv during the war. Ms. Brink's reputation precedes her as she was confirmed by the Senate unanimously without a formal roll call vote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
One person is dead after a shooting at a Lockheed Martin plant in North Texas. It happened this morning in White Settlement, west of Fort Worth. Police say this is not an active shooter incident, but a suspicious device was spotted inside the suspect's vehicle. The CDC says it's now investigating 180 cases of unexplained hepatitis in children. That's 71 more cases than it had reported earlier in the month. The agency stressing most of the cases are retrospective cases that go back as far as October of last year. The second men's major championship is underway, with the PGA Championship teeing off at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Defending champion Phil Mickelson pulled out of the tournament last Friday. Tournament organizers saying Mickelson is keeping himself on hiatus from professional golf after he talked bad about both the PGA Tour and rival tour he helped start, LIV Golf. 15-time majors winner Tiger Woods says it's always disappointing when the defending champion of a tournament isn't playing.
Phil has said some things that I think of a lot of us who are committed to the tour and committed to the legacy of the tour have pushed back against. He's taken some personal time, and we all understand that, but I think that some of his views on how the tour could be run and should be run, been a lot of disagreement there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.